Russia is objecting to what Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov says is outside pressure being exerted upon United Nations weapons inspectors in Iraq. Mr. Ivanov says that pressure aims to compel the inspectors to produce reports that could be used as a pretext for war against Iraq or even provoke their departure from Baghdad. It is not the first time Moscow has alleged the inspectors in Iraq are being exerted to pressure, but Mr. Ivanov's remarks Thursday were the strongest of late. Mr. Ivanov says the international inspectors are experiencing what he called very heavy pressure in order to provoke their departure from Iraq, as happened in 1998. Or, he says, to provoke them to present to the UN Security Council assessments that could be used as an excuse for the use of force against Iraq. He urged the inspectors to continue to fulfill their work objectively. Russia has long opposed a military solution to the United States standoff with Iraq, and Mr. Ivanov again stressed the belief Thursday that the crisis could be solved diplomatically. But he says the burden will have to be borne by both the international community, whom he urged to cooperate fully by helping, not hindering, the international inspection process. Mr. Ivanov said Baghdad also has a role to play. Specifically, the Russian foreign minister is urging Baghdad to provide all necessary cooperation to the international inspectors and to show maximum openness. The inspectors resumed their work some months back, and in reports to the UN Security Council in New York in the past month, Chief UN Weapons Inspector Hans Blix has spoken of increased Iraqi willingness to cooperate with the mission. At the same time, Mr. Blix has noted certain shortcomings. There has been some discussion that perhaps the United States would next move to call for another new Security Council resolution to authorize the use of force against Iraq under certain unspecified conditions, but no new draft has yet been presented. Mr. Ivanov Thursday said Russia remains opposed to any resolutions endorsing the use of force, but he says Russia has no objections to examining a new resolution if it is aimed at helping the inspection process. Lisa McAdams, VOA News, Moscow.